This conference is being recorded.
This is Don Hasig with Cancer Action Network. Good evening, Dr. Schechter. Thank you for joining us on Loving the Earth Pollution Free Radio.
Good evening.
Let's start with your background as a research scientist focusing on dioxins and other persistent hydrocarbon pollutants.
I'm a physician who is a professor of environmental and occupational health sciences at the University of Texas School of Public Health in Dallas, Texas. And I've been working in Vietnam on Agent Orange since 1984, and on Agent Orange and dioxin in America and a few other countries since 1982. I've published a number of articles, over 100 on this field. Excuse me, and edited a book called Dioxins and Health, which is a reference book in this field.
Yes. Now, what is the current level of dioxin exposure in the United States?
Well, the current level in the United States of dioxin exposure in the average American adult of the dioxin that contaminates Agent Orange is about one part per trillion in the lipid part of blood. And the total dioxin toxicity or toxic equivalents or TEQ is something like 10 parts per trillion.
Okay. Now, how does this compare to past exposure levels?
In the United States, dioxin levels are going down in the environment and in people. We compared, for example, blood archive from 1973, 30 years before 2003, when we collected more blood, and the levels have gone down markedly. The dioxin levels have gone down markedly in that 30-year time period. The EPA believes that the emissions in the United States have also gone down markedly in the last few decades.
Okay. Dioxins and dioxin-like compounds, including furans and dioxin-like PCBs, are referred to as persistent pollutants. What does this mean?
These are among the persistent organic pollutants, or POPs, and this means that they're synthetic chemicals which last in the environment or in people for a long time. For example, the dioxin that contaminates Agent Orange goes down to half the levels every 10 years in people. They're also, they bioaccumulate, they get bigger and bigger in our bodies as we keep eating more of the dioxin-contaminated food of animal origin, and they're toxic as well as persistent.
Let's talk about some of the other persistent pollutants. Exposure to several of these pollutants is increasing, resulting in high body burdens.
Right. We found that the, we and others found that the brominated flame retardant known as PBDE, or polybrominated diphenyl ethers, is markedly increasing. And in fact, in the United States, nursing mothers' breast milk and blood as well have by far the highest levels in the world of these chemicals. So some are increasing and some are decreasing in people.
How do people in the U.S. get exposed to the PBDEs?
We think from food and dust. Food of animal origin contains the lipid-soluble or fat-soluble PBDEs and also dioxins, and for that matter, PCBs and DDT.
And so the PBDEs are depositing out of the atmosphere onto food crops?
Well, they're getting into food one way or another, and they're getting into dust one way or another. And we're getting the PBDEs in our body from eating food of animal origin, and we're also getting dioxins from the same way, but PBDEs also seem to be entering our body by dust, particularly if you should happen to be looking at small children who crawl around in the dust and put their hands in their mouth.
What is known about the diseases that are caused by exposure to these pollutants?
Well, the persistent organic pollutants include a number of compounds which are not all the same at all, but for example, dioxin in Agent Orange or found from incineration, from burning garbage, for example, or burning toxic chemicals or burning PCBs, are capable of causing an increase on a population basis. Not every person will respond the same way to cancer, immune deficiency, or the inability to fight cancer or infectious diseases, nervous system damage. The endocrine system is disrupted. Endocrine disruption can occur. There can be death by heart attack if the dose is very large. And there may be an increase in thyroid disease or an increase in diabetes. And there can be skin damage that's usually temporary.
Quite a range of various diseases and disorders that are associated with exposure to these many different chemical pollutants. Our organization, back in 2003, made an attempt to bring about some changes with the way animal feeds are manufactured. We came to the conclusion, based upon some information that came from both the research literature and the Institute of Medicine's report on dioxins in the food supply and the strategies to decrease exposure. We petitioned USFDA for some rulemaking that would bring about the banning of the use of animal fats in the feeds that are being produced for food animals, like cattle feeds and hog feeds and poultry feeds and fish feeds. Now, FDA is now saying they've never done anything with this petition. They refused to take action on it. They're now saying that dioxin levels have gone down, and they just drop it there. They act like this is the, you know, this causes it to be no longer necessary to take this step of banning the inclusion of animal fats in food animal feed. Is that something that's legit? You know, do you agree with that? You know, that kind of approach to this? This some matter of the production of animal feeds?
Well, you're raising a very important question. If animals are eating food, animal fats, for example, contaminated with certain of the persistent organic pollutants, such as dioxins or PCBs or PBDEs, to just illustrate from a few, they are going to accumulate the amounts in the body and it will go up. When we've looked at vegans who don't eat meat, fish, or dairy products, we found much lower levels of PBDEs and also of dioxins and dioxin-like PCBs in people's blood. We're also finding in surveys we've been doing the last few years, in collaboration with Dr. Linda Birnbaum, the director of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences now, although when we started working together, she did not hold that position. We've been finding that U.S. food does contain many persistent organic pollutants, and this includes dioxins, PBDEs, in some cases high levels, in some cases lower levels. But the interesting thing is, when we looked at the levels that we're finding in food and tried to compare it with what EPA or FDA or USDA or the European Union might think is a dangerous level, or the state health departments or environmental departments, we find that frequently the level for any one of these is lower than the level that's thought to be dangerous. However, we and also the Centers for Disease Control and Haines study, National Health and Nutrition Surveys, which are ongoing, point out that there are hundreds of these toxic chemicals and other toxic chemicals in Americans. So, and the question is, what do the mixtures mean? What's the toxicity of the mixtures? And there we almost never have any data. What does it mean, for example, lead and mercury and PCBs and PBDEs and dioxins and the benzofurans can all affect the brain. What levels are safe for, let's say, an infant, a developing infant, before birth and nursing, early in life, and then later in adult life, and what level would be safe for more susceptible people? We vary in sensitivity. To illustrate that, 80% of lung cancer in the United States appears to be from cigarette smoking. But some people can smoke heavily and not get lung cancer, whereas others are more sensitive so that less cigarettes will lead to lung cancer. So there's a difference in sensitivity, and we think in general young people are particularly sensitive, and then older people may again lose some of their immune system function, so they also may be more sensitive. Women who are pregnant are likely to pass on these chemicals through the placenta before birth and through nursing after birth. So it's very hard to try to estimate at this time, until much more research has been done, what these levels translate to in terms of human health. We know the higher the level in general, the more disease we're going to see on a population basis. Not everyone who gets contaminated is going to get sick, but on a population basis, the more of a toxic chemical, the more illness you expect to see in that population.
So what should FDA do? Should they allow this practice to continue? They can stop it. You know, the veterinary medicine part of FDA, I can't really recall the exact name of that particular division of US FDA, but the veterinary medicine division of FDA does have the authority to engage in rulemaking and stop this feeding practice, and there would not be this animal fat in the feed, and there would not be the dioxins then coming from the animal fat part of the feed.
Well, there's a debate going on right now in fish farming, for example. Right now, when fish are farmed, either freshwater or ocean fish farming, fish are frequently fed fish meal and fish oil. Yet there are companies which manufacture fish food for farmed fish who will make the food from corn or from soy, which would be much lower in the fat-soluble persistent organic pollutants, including dioxins and brominated flame retardants and PCBs. So enforced, increased government regulations and enforcement probably are indicated, or they are indicated, and certainly more research to determine what these mixtures of chemicals mean as far as health is sorely needed.
Well, I think that we have covered this ground very fully and, you know, broadly. I have one more question to ask you, and it wasn't one that I included in our work up to this. You mentioned that you worked at the University of New York State, University of New York at Binghamton. Was that during the time period when the transformer fires there occurred at IBM, and that area received a considerable exposure to dioxin-like compounds?
Yes, you've slightly mischaracterized it, but that was my introduction to measuring dioxins in people, and I was serving as both professor of preventive medicine department at a branch campus of the State University of New York's medical school in upstate New York, and also serving as the director of the Broome County Health Department. And what happened was a transformer containing PCBs and other chlorinated organic chemicals was involved in a fire. The fire sent smoke billowing throughout the building, and we found that there was no place we looked for the first few weeks, and then months, and then years, no place that was tested within the building, file cabinets, desks, air shafts, that was not contaminated with dioxins, including the dioxin of Agent Orange, the most toxic dioxin, dibenzofurans, which are very similar, and PCBs. That's how I got started in the dioxin field. The fire was in 1982, and the slight correction was that it occurred in the Binghamton State Office Building, the state office building for that part of New York, not IBM. IBM had different chemical contaminations.
Well,
and it's, by the way, that took that fire, which lasted less than an hour, it took 13 years of cleanup and $53 million, according to accounts in the New York Times, 13 years after the event when the building was again reopened.
You've certainly had a very, you know, interesting career in dealing with these pollutants. I remember forever reading part of your book, Dioxins and Health, and it's just been, you know, very honorable, and we'd like to honor you for, you know, the work that you've done on helping people come closer and closer to being able to grasp the need to reduce the releases of these kind of chemicals to the environment. And to understand the effects of exposure and to make efforts to have less exposure.
Thank you very much. I hope, by the way, that you'll let me hear or see or read what you put together. I'd be very interested in it, and any people who are concerned with keeping the environment clean.
I certainly will. I'll put it on the Internet tomorrow, and I'll send you a link to the program.
Thank you. If I can be of any help in the future, please don't hesitate to contact me.
Well, thank you, Dr. Schechter, and I hope you have a very nice upcoming week.
Thank you. The same to you.
Goodbye.
Good night.